Listener Production.
Hi there, I'm Matt Layton. Inflation figures are in and there's a sigh of relief for the Reserve Bank. CPI remains steady in February at 3.4%, defying expectations. Treasurer Jim Chalmers says the government is on the right track in taming the beast.
Our cost of living relief is working as we designed it to, and we see it in the figures. We're getting inflation down as an important part of ensuring that people are earning more and keeping more of what they earn.
The federal government's push for emergency removal powers for non-citizens hits a roadblock. The Senate rejects urgency, opting for scrutiny via a parliamentary inquiry until the 7th of May. This stalls the Migration Amendment Bill until after budget week. A search and rescue mission in Baltimore has turned into a recovery effort. The US Coast Guard is searching for the bodies of six construction workers who were on the Francis Scott Key Bridge when a cargo ship crashed into it. Rear Admiral Shannon Gilreath says they're transitioning into a different phase.
We've got very difficult water temperatures. You have structures from the bridge that are in the water that can move with the tides and currents, making that dangerous for divers and people in the water to actually try to do recovery.
And Splendor in the Grass is reportedly facing the axe this year. Just weeks after tickets went live, rumours swirl that the July events might be cancelled. Aussie music royalty Kylie Minogue was set to headline, and organisers are yet to confirm its fate. The AFL is facing criticism for allegedly conducting off-the-books drug tests on players. These tests, according to a Melbourne doctor, aim to ensure players wouldn't test positive during official anti-doping procedures, potentially leading to faked injuries to avoid bans. AFL CEO Andrew Dillon says the league won't apologise for keeping players safe.
We don't want our players, if there's a chance that they might have a substance in their system, we don't want them training and we don't want them taking part in matches for their health and welfare above anything else.